The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, which actually comes from later on in our Masechta, Daf Pei Vav. I discussed the case of a group of people who live together in the chatzar, and they make an Erev Chatzeris together, so they should be allowed to carry on Shabbos from the houses to the chatzar, from the chatzar to the houses, and someone went away for Shabbos. And the question is, if this person has to be a part of the Erev Chatzeris, that is, they made an Erev Chatzeris and Erev Shabbos, and this person wasn't part of it. Nowadays, we usually take a box of matzahs, and somebody other than the person who bought the box of matzah, someone else picks it up and is zeicha in it on behalf of all the people who live in the chatzar. And the proper way to do it is also on behalf of all people who will later move into the chatzar, so that they should also be included. Then everyone has a part in the erev. But in former years, the way it was done is that they collected some pas, they collected bread, or they even collected flour from everyone, and they baked a big challah together. And then it was necessary for each person to participate. And the question comes up, the question arises, what if someone was away for Shabbos? He wasn't there. Is it necessary for him to be part of the Erev? Does it present the problem? Does he aser? Does he forbid everyone to carry from their houses to the chatzar and vice versa if he was not part of the Erev since he is away for Shabbos? The same shaila arises in regards to a non-Jew. The halacha is that a goy cannot be part of the Erev. And the normal, the other, maybe another solution, but the normal solution to dealing with the goy who lives in the chatzar is to be seicher rishus from him. And that is that We rent out the rights to his property to enter and to go in and out of his property on Shabbos. Now, the ideal way of doing Sefiras Hashus is to go over to the guy individually and to rent from him through Sefiras Hashus, to rent the rights to his property from him on Shabbos, for Shabbos. Now, sometimes this can't be done. There could be an area which has an area where there are many goyim there. It might be hard to reach every single guy. Some of them might give us a hard time about it. So then there are other eitzes. We could be Sefiras Hashus from the Sara Ir, which nowadays might refer to the local government, the police, the fire department, maybe the utility companies. But the best way to avoid all shaylas is to approach the guy directly when it's possible. And let's discuss, or we're discussing over here, a case of a chatzar where there were goyim living there, or at least there was a guy who was living there. And the way they were doing sefiras rishus was they were renting the rights from him individually. They were not renting from the sara here. They were not renting from the government the rights to enter and go into all the houses. And again, the guy is going away for Shabbos. And the question is, do we have to make sure to catch him before Shabbos to be seicher rishus from him, to rent the rights to his property, so that he will not aser us, he will not create problems for us, that we should not be allowed to carry from the houses into the chatzar, into the general chatzar, which is shared property, and from the chatzar back to the houses. So we have in our Mishnah four-way machlikas, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, and Rav Shimon. Rav Meir is of the opinion that dira b'leibayim shmo dira, that the property, which residential property, which even if the owner does not live there, or he's not currently there, he's away, that still a dira, still considered as if he lives there, and he still asers, whether a mayor holds like this Me'ikir Adin, he really is of this opinion, or he holds that the Chamim acted as if this is not loch, as a, in a form of a gzera. They said that you have to be make an Erev or Seicher Rishus from somebody who is not present. That is beyond the scope of our discussion today. But a mayor is of the opinion that it is important to be Ma'arev with the Yid who is going away for Shabbos, it is important to be Seicher Rishus, one must rent the rights to the property from the guys going away for Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon are chelek on this. They disagree with this. And they are of the opinion that dir b'lo b'ayim, if the owner is not around, if he's not here for Shabbos, does not present the problem at all. However, there is still a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that both a Jew or a non-Jew who is going away for Shabbos is not a problem. We do not have to be ma'ariv with the yid is going away. We do not have to be seicher rishus to rent the rights from the guy who is going away. Rabbi Yosi differentiates between a yid and a guy. He says that a yid is going away, he's not coming back on Shabbos. He's mesiach daita, he's out of his mind. This is not his place for the Shabbos. So we don't have to worry about him. He does not have to participate in the Erev Chatzeris for the Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi says that a goy, we have to be afraid he's going to come back on Shabbos, and therefore, he does present the problem. We do have to be seicher rishus from him. Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon really just adds one point. He says that by a Yid, there's a difference between if he's going to his son or to his daughter. In general, the Mishnah discusses the case if someone's going to Irach Heres, going to a different city for Shabbos. If he's in the same city, we have to be afraid that he's going to come back. But Rabbi Shimon says that a Yid who is going to his daughter for Shabbos, even if she lives in the same city, as long as she does not live in that chotzer, we can assume that he's staying there for those Shabbos, he will not come back. With one son, it's not the case. Things might not work out so well over Shabbos, the family over there, and therefore we do have to be afraid he's going to come back on Shabbos, and therefore as long as he's in town, even if he's staying in a different chotzer, we must include him in the Erev. He must participate in the Erev Chatzir for that Shabbos. Consider it as if he is home for Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. This is one of the exceptions to the rules. The Gemara discusses an Aharon Rav Milov here, Mem Zayin Manav, and says that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, that someone is going to his daughter's house for Shabbos, even if it's in the same city, we can assume that he is not coming back. Now, if one takes a look at the Shulchan Aruch, and it's Mishnah and Aleph Sof Aleph, he'll find as follows. It says that someone who lives in the Chatzar, who's going away for Shabbos, he's staying in a different Chatzar, even if it's in the same town, and even if it's nearby, it's in a different Chatzar, it's not part of this Erev, it's not part of the Erev, it's not encompassed by the same Erev, it's not part of the same Erev Chatzaris, he's not participating in the, he would not have to participate in the Erev if he lived there. So the Mechaber says that if he does not plan on coming back on Shabbos, so then it's fine, he does not answer anybody, and we don't need his participation in the Erev. The Mechaber says, as long as we're talking about a Yid, and he's going to a different Chatzar, if he doesn't plan on coming back on Shabbos, he's planning on staying in the other place while Shabbos, then it's fine. The Mechaber makes no differentiation between a son and a daughter. The Mechaber is actually quoting the Lashon of the Rambam. This is the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Dal, Nukos Erev, and Alochi Gimel, with no differentiation between a son and a daughter. The Mashmoyis, the implication one would get, is that the Rambam does not pass through any difference between a son and a daughter, which is very difficult to understand, because our Gemara very clearly states Alochi like Shimon. The Gemara makes a big to-do about it, how this is an exception to the rule, and the Kholi Apsak, and the rules of which Tanam usually passed like. However, if one looks in the Mishnah, one looks in the Bir Alocha, you will find the Bir Alocha quotes that all the other Rishonim pretty much, the Bir Alocha is a whole list of Rishonim who do pass this difference between a son and a daughter. And the Bir Alocha says that many learn in the Rambam, and in the Rambam, that the Rambam is also in agreement that there could be such a difference between a son and a daughter. Because the main point of Reb Shimon is not that there is a halachic difference between if one goes to one's son for Shabbos or if one goes to one's daughter for Shabbos, but rather, the point is that if one goes to his son for Shabbos, we cannot assume that he will not come back for Shabbos. He might have in the back of his mind that it might actually happen, that he will still come back for Shabbos. And therefore, he must participate in the Erev, in the Pass, for this Chatzar. However, one goes to his daughter for Shabbos, we can assume he's not coming back. But the Rambam and the Mechaber just say that if Isiach Milibov ain't dead last the base, that means we know that he is not planning coming back. If he states clearly that he is not coming back for Shabbos, so then we can trust him. He's not planning coming back. He very clearly has no plans coming back. He takes everything from home. There's no way he's coming back. So then he does not have to participate in the Erev. If we do not know what he has to say for himself, we don't know what he has in mind, we didn't hear anything from him outright, so then if he went to his daughter, Reb Shimon's name, we could assume that he's not going to be coming back. If he's going to his son, we cannot assume that. We must chase after him and get him to participate in the Erev, or we could mazake him. Some independent person could pick up a piece of the communal masses, the communal pas, the communal challah that they're using for the Erev Chatzeres, and be zeichna on his behalf, and then he will have a part in our Erev Chatzeres, but we must include him. But that is how the psak of the Shulchan Aruch does go in line with the now which the Gemara passes like Reb Shimon. Now, what happens in regards to a guy? So we said this to Machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yasi. That Reb Yehuda is willing to be meiko by a guy also, because if he's not here for Shabbos, dear blood by Almuzlesh Madir, he's not considered as if he lives here, and we do not have to be Secher Rishus from him. Reb Yasi is afraid by a guy that he might come back on Shabbos. So the Mechaber adopts the view of the Rambam, more or less. And the Mechaber says that by a goy, we pass him like a Yesi, and he does aser, and we must be sick from him. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, unless he's more than a day's travel away, then we don't have to worry he's going to come back, because it's highly unlikely he's going to be able to make an amazing trip and come back on Shabbos. The Mechaber then brings a second opinion, which is a Shittas HaRosh, that we pass him like a Yehuda, that a goy goes away for Shabbos, does not aser. And the rules in Shulchan Aruch are that the first sheet is brought down Stam, and the second one is brought down as Yesh Imrim. Some say the Mechaber means to pass like the first sheet, which is the Shittas Rambam, that the guy who goes away for Shabbos, if he's not a day's travel away, then we have to be afraid he's going to come back. We must be Sefer Rosh Hashanah, we must rent the rights from him. The Ramah, however, adds in on the Shittas Rosh, the Chener Ikka, that we pass him, the Ashkenazim do like the Ramah, he passes like the Rosh, the guy who goes away for Shabbos, he does not present the problem for us. Now, what is the reasoning behind the Rambam and the Rosh in how they paskin? The Rav Magad, the Rav Mishnah tells us that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yasi, because we know in the rules of Psak that Rabbi Yasi against Rabbi Yehuda, we usually paskin like Rabbi Yasi. And here, although Rabbi Meir has a different reason why he holds that someone goes away for Shabbos, he holds even that Yehuda goes away for Shabbos, the problem. But the facts are that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yasi will hold each for their own reason that this guy goes away for Shabbos presents a problem. And if we are retired for the Shittas against Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is outnumbered, and we paskin like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yasi. The Rosh was Mekel of Yehudis Rabbi Yehuda. He says, first of all, halacha, there's two reasons. First of all, halacha kavila the Erev, and Erev in general we pass him like a Yehuda. And especially over here, the rule is halacha kadivya mekel the Erev, that by Rubik Hatzeris, we pass him like the one who is more mekel, and since the Yehuda is being more mekel, is even more lenient, so therefore we can pass him like a Yehuda. So we have a practical manifestation of many of the different rules of Psak and Erevin, and in general, Machlitz and Tanom, which I discussed in our blot, and the Rambam and the Rosh each use various rules from these kolim on which they base their Psak. Now, what happens if the person who went away for Shabbos comes back on Shabbos? So in Sif days, the Mechaber says, Yid who goes away for Shabbos and he wasn't planning coming back, and he changes his mind, he comes back on Shabbos, he doesn't ask him, because we know that he was Mesiach Das, was out of his mind, he was not planning coming back. Kavir Alachot, says that the Beis Yosef brings some shit to our machmir about this. The Beis Yosef is meikom, that's why Shulchan Aruch goes bekula. However, in the Bira Agro, it sounds like he prefers that to go with the shit to our machmir. If Yid comes back on Shabbos, it does present the problem. Exactly what the solutions are again beyond the scope of this discussion. It's more a subject matter for the second half of this Masechta, Perek Hadar, and other such program discuss in more detail what the aids is, what the solutions are. And therefore, the Bialocha says that unless it's extenuating circumstances that the Yid does come back on Shabbos, they should try and make an arrangement with him, but the Rishus, on Shabbos, or otherwise they should try to avoid carrying to the houses and the Chatzah, from the house to the Chatzah, and the Chatzah to the house. However, the Halacha, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Bialocha says that if it's not extenuating circumstances, one should try to be Machmer in the case that the Yid comes back on Shabbos. What if the Goy comes back on Shabbos? And we said that with the, you know, if the guy is more than a day's travel away in the beginning of Shabbos, then the guy did not answer. Or what's more than get to us, Ashkenazim would do like the Ramah. So even if the guy is not more than a day's travel away, the guy does not answer if he was away for Shabbos. So here, by a guy, we do have to be afraid that he didn't really have completely out of his mind coming back on Shabbos. We can't just assume that he was not planning to come back for Shabbos. Even with Chachila we were making, but now that he came back, he definitely does answer. It is a problem. Let's say we know from him very clearly before Shabbos, he had absolutely no plans of coming back on Shabbos. We know that it's the honest truth. We have the strong evidence that makes it very clear to us. We know for sure he wasn't planning on coming back, and his plans changed. So it would seem that then he should be the same as Yid. We know his plans changed, and since the beginning of Shabbos, he was completely out of here. He was not here at all. He had no plans of coming back, and became mutter. The rule is kimin shehutter hutter. Once it's mutter, it stays mutter. However, the Sharetzion brings the arsenal opinions that by a guy, since we cannot depend on him, we cannot trust him on his plans, and when he does come back, we do have to assume he had such plans, at least in the back of his mind, to come back on Shabbos. So there's a late plug, and over here the Chum did not differentiate, and when the guy comes back on Shabbos, it's always a problem. And Mishnah Berurah says in Sharetzion that since the Groh is of the opinion, like those who are Machmer, that even when Yid comes back on Shabbos, it's a problem, and we said that the Halacha says the one with Chila should be Machmer like that Groh. So that much, yeah, that much we do have to be Machmer, that when the guy comes back on Shabbos, under all circumstances, we must be Machmer. And we cannot carry from the between the Vatim and the Chatzar unless we come to the solution, which again is also a Shiloh, we could do Schiris Hashus on Shabbos, but that is beyond the scope of our discussion. But we must come up with a solution on Shabbos. Now, in regards to the person who's going away for Shabbos, how far he has to go, in Shulchan Aruch discusses the person who goes to even to Chatzar Acheres, Ir Acheres, even Chatzar Acheres. When the Machaber brings Lashon Rosh, he says even if the guy goes to a Chatzar Acheres, he doesn't ask, so he doesn't present the problem, and there must be a chinir ikir. That's how we Ashkenazim paskin. However, the Bialocha says, and since there are many who are of the opinion that we should paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that the guy who goes away, unless he's a day's travel away, one should not assume that he's not going to come back. Even though Ashkenazim do like the Ramah, we do like the Rosh, that the guy who goes away, we are meikol. However, since it's not so clear, even if it's a Rosh, that the right way would be to say that even if he goes to a different chotzer, it's good enough. It could be he has to go out of town. Even if he's not a full day's travel away, he must be out of town for Shabbos. So therefore, if the guy is out of the chotzer, he's staying somewhere else, but he's staying somewhere else in the same city, in the same year, one should not be meikol, and one should make sure to be sechir rishus from him for Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.